in Canada, across North America, and around the globe on the World Wide Web. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And Raceline is driven by the 2019 Subaru WRX and WRX STI, the atypical sports car. Subaru, confidence in motion. By the Subaru BRZ, the formula for performance. And by Continental Tire, for what you do. It's another stellar Subaru Canada presentation of your National Radio Motorsport Authority, the Raceline Radio Network. I'm Eric Thomas, host and anchor from the All-Star Team. Jacob Smith is in for Donna Pollard as our Supreme Commander in Raceline Master Control, Vic Palladian, manning the network. This week, drag racing and karting. That's a good combo. Only event in Canada to feature Nitro drag racing this summer. June 28th to 30th, Nitro Nationals at Toronto Motorsports Park. We get another preview with longtime Canadian Top Fuel standout Todd Payton. Hall of Famer Ron Fellows tells us about his brand new MotoMaster Ron Fellows Karting Championship, developing future Canadian racing stars, plus more entries for the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. In the Race Wrap News, a full house. Lewis fastest in France to keep the Merck streak undented. Rossi rocks Road America. Truex Jr. Sacco at Sonoma. So for race fans everywhere, powerful sport, powerful radio. 27 years on the air across Canada. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Ron Fellows, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Absolutely free.
Eric Thomas, Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network. Latest news and opinion, and here we go on the Raceline Race Wrap. F1, French Grand Prix, Paul Ricard, he could have stopped for lunch and maybe a nap, and he still would have won. Leading every lap from the pole with no trouble in a dull, sleepy affair. Lewis Hamilton runs away with another one for his sixth win in eight GPs. Mate Valtteri Bottas second for yet another Mercedes 1-2. Their season perfect so far. Ferrari's Charles Leclerc was third. Canada's Lance Stroll 13th. No points. F1 points, though, into Austria. Hamilton's leader for Bottas and drivers, 36. Mercedes is killing constructors now, 140. Better than Ferrari, who, after looking good in Montreal, were simply ordinary and just plain not fast enough in France. F1 notes. Oh, and just when you thought it couldn't get even more bizarre, huh? Ferrari changed their minds again and requested the right of review, or something like that, of Sebastian Vettel's penalty at the Canadian Grand Prix after telling us they would not appeal the five-second time penalty, saying they had new overwhelming evidence that Vettel's track re-entry was safe. The stewards looked at it and said, no. Hamilton's Montreal win will stand. Vettel, who got ripped off, second. And that's official. So, okay, may we put a lid on this drama once and for all on a high humorous note? I hope so. In case you didn't hear this, I wanted to play it because I think it's great. Right after Sebastian Vettel grabbed the pole in Montreal, with Lewis Hamilton sitting beside him in the media center, Lewis was called handsome by Vettel.
I wasn't quite sure whether Lewis is improving. Normally he's pretty handsome or pretty good around here, so
thanks.
pretty handy is what I wanted to say, but there you go, handsome as well. Look at him.
Two of the best drivers in F1s that they've really ever had, and they can make each other laugh. I think that's fantastic to see. And you know something? That's pretty common in our sport. F2 at Paul Ricard, there was a pair there. Nick DeVries wins at race number one with Montreal's Nicholas Latifi fifth. Race two won by Antoine Hubert with Latifi sixth. Latifi still ranks second in F2 points, 12 behind DeVries. IndyCar at Road America, Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, with a lovely aroma of grilled bratwurst in the air. And Andretti's Alex Rossi cooking with a big commanding charge into the lead for starting second and carrying that to his second win of the season, seventh for his career, win number 64 for Mike Andretti's outfit. Will Power finishing second, Joseph Newgarden third. Rossi led all but two laps. That's pretty nice. Domination. Canada James Hinchcliffe wound up seventh. He was in the top five most of the afternoon. IndyCar points now into Toronto. Newgarden leading Rossi by seven. Indy Lights for two at Road America. Ryan Norman, Rinus VK, your winners. Toronto's Dalton Kellett finishing eighth and seventh in that order. Oh, and a pair for Pro 2000 on the development ladder. Florida's Kyle Kirkwood sweeps them both. Red Deer Alberta's Parker Thompson third in both. Parker ranks third in Pro 2000 points at the moment. NASCAR did the road course first thing at Sonoma, California, A in wine country. He had to pit late, relinquishing the lead for a second or two, but under the baton of Canadian crew chief Cole Pearn, Martin Truex Jr. storming back to the front to win here for the second year in a row. Kyle Busch just was not able to catch him at the end. Win number four for the season for Truex Jr. Busch finishing second in the race. Ryan Blaney winding up third. Cup points into Chicago. Joey Logano, a disastrous 23rd at Sonoma, leads Kyle Busch by only one, and that's all. Trucks at Gateway, St. Louis, once the weather got better. Redemption for Ross Chastain. Iowa, that win taken away. The truck was too low, but they come back and they win legally in St. Louis. Nice. St. Louis. I know people in St. Louis don't like to be called St. Louis. Anyway, Canada Stewart Friesen in St. Louis. Another solid run. He wound up third, and that's great. Continental Tire Sports Car Report brought to you by Continental Tire. For what you do, Fernando Alonso says his number 8 Toyota team did not deserve to take the win from the number 7 sister car at the Le Mans 24 Hours, but accepts the unforgiving nature of the iconic endurance race created the opportunity for them to grab it, and grab it they did. They had to. Well, they were over 2 minutes behind the leading number 7 Toyota, and look set to settle for second. Still good enough, though, to clinch the World Endurance Championship driver's title, along with teammates Sebastian Buemi and Kazuki Nakajima, but the lead car was taken out with a right rear flat. And that happens, and it did this time. Drag racing news brought to you by the Nitro Nationals at Toronto Motorsports Park, June 28th to the 30th. The only Nitro show in Canada this season, because there ain't nothing like Nitro. NHRA busy, Norwalk, Ohio. Your winner, Steve Torrance, back into the victory lane with his sixth Wally of the year. That was in Top Fuel, of course. Bob Tasca Jr., make that Bob Tasca the third, if I could read my own writing. Second in a row, actually, in Funny Car, and Chris McGahey winning Pro Stock. That's his first Wally of the season. Now, coming up, Canadian Top Fuel headliner Todd Payton jumps in for his preview of the June 28th to 30th Nitro Nationals at Toronto Motorsports Park, because you go Nitro or you go home. The Rally News, a presentation of the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, creating those monster sales. Wow, he's got the big microphone today. Danny Sordo snatching that victory. I think he cracked the window. Anyway, Danny Sordo snatching the victory away at the Rally Italy on Sardinia as Autanic took the overall championship lead despite a steering problem that snatched away a third straight victory. Toyota driver Tanic looks set for victory in Sardinia as the rally headed into its fourth and final day, but that mechanical issue on the final stage meant that he only finished fifth in the final rally before the big summer break. Bikes, let's do the Canadian Superbike round number 3. Autodrome Saint-Eustache, Quebec, and the swan song for that facility, sadly. Jordan Zoke on the pole. The 13-time champion wanted to get closer to the winner of the first two rounds, recent guest Ben Young, and that's exactly what Zoke did. He outlasted Young on brakes on the second last lap to seal it, his first win since returning to the Mopar Kawasaki Ninja Squad. Ben Young finishing second to retain the points lead. Trevor Daly third in the final Superbike race at Saint-Eustache before that facility goes away with some other kind of development. Faces in the pits. Got to congratulate a former guest and fellow Canadian Motorsport Hall of Famer, Scott Maxwell, scoring the British GT win on the weekend with Seb Priault for the Multimatic team. They're also in the Hall of Fame, as you know. Nice work there, boys. And despite no shows in Canada or along our network this season, there is still tons of interest in the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars. Almost halfway through their very long and torturous season, Casey Kane Racing's Brad Sweet seems to be getting stronger with each start. The Grass Valley, California pilot added another 38 laps to his laps total after claiming his fifth win of the season at Beaver Dam Raceway. That's in Wisconsin. That's his second W in a row, 39th of his Outlaws career. Sweet leads 10-time Outlaws champ and former Raceline Radio guest Johnny Schatz by 54 points. Along with the points lead, Sweet now leads World of Outlaws drivers with most laps led, the most podium finishes with a dozen, and most wins, 5 so far this season. But there's still a long way to go in the very long season with the World of Outlaws Sprint Car. And for something different, as the Monty Python boys might say, organizers of the Canadian Karting Open, July 19th and 21st at Mont Tremblant in TSN 690 Montreal coverage, will utilize the clockwise direction for this event. For nearly every race in the last half decade, racers, of course, have gone counterclockwise, but they're going to go back to clockwise for this one. We're going to stay in karting mode with Ron Fellows coming up in our second guest segment to talk about his new championship. That's it for this week on the Race Wrap. Questions, opinions, always welcomed. Share thoughts and theories with fellow gearheads across the land. We'll win you the grand prize in the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest that comes up later. All right, Jake. Jacob, pit stop here, but once back to green, previewing the June 28th to 30th Nitro Nationals with Todd Payton. This is Raceline presented by Subaru. Arrange a performance drive this week at your local Subaru dealer anywhere along the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Joseph Newgarden, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority. Yes, indeed, the Raceline Radio Network. Only drag racing show in this country this season that features nitromethane cars capable of speeds in the 300-mile-per-hour range is the June 28th to 30th Nitro Nationals at Toronto Motorsports Park, Cayuga, in Global News Radio 900 CHML coverage. Betty Crane, Uli Berry, and the TMP gang using the power of the Raceline Radio Network to promote it all, and we're proud to help them fill their grandstands. For our second preview of the Nitro Nationals, going to bring back the main man in Canada when it comes to nitro drag racing, both funny cars and Top Fuel Rails from the first family of Nitro. Todd Payton back with us on Raceline Radio. You have some unfinished business at this place. You have a few things to fix and just kind of tell us why you have that to do this year.
Well, yeah, we're going to bring the hot rod out there, and actually we're really silly. We're going to bring both our Top Fuel cars
Excellent.
Out there this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Be running our two-car match race. But, yeah, last year I promised you a great 300-mile-an-hour run and wanted to show you how this thing happened and give you that up-close and the intense experience that you can only get with Top Fuel dragsters.
And we were there.
When I went to launch the car last year, on the very first attempt, the safety system had activated and overridden the throttle control. So I went to hit the throttle expecting a grand bit of acceleration, and there was nothing. The throttle cable had essentially gone slack.
Oh, boy. No. And you know what? And every once in a while that's going to happen. But then it was funny because you jumped on the cell phone and said, hey, look, we're going to get back out here. And, you know, The idea is, and whether you're doing an NHRA national event, Todd, or you're doing one of these, you know, maybe, you know, call it a match race or an exhibition run, whatever it is, the Nitro Nationals, it's still pretty serious stuff. But you've got to put that behind you and say, we know this car is better than that. And we know that every once in a while these mechanical gremlins are going to hit you. But you've never, in all the years I've known you, you've never been one of those guys that lets that bother you, you know?
No. And even you're exactly right. Even last year, I didn't even get out of the fire suit. We brought the car back to the pit area. Didn't even warm it up. Found what the bad circuit was as far as the air system went, and just simply refueled it and got back in there and managed to get down the track about 45 minutes to an hour later. So didn't even bother resetting the clutch or anything. Just dragged it up there and went right down the track again.
Yeah, perfect. Now you're bringing two nitro rails. You can only drive one at one time. Who's in the other one?
Well, it looks like we're going to be putting our local friend of ours, Jeff Chatterson, is going to be driving it.
He
started his licensing procedure last year, and he wants to continue on through that. So we're going to go out and run two Payton cars side by side.
We were there in the pits with my daughter and son-in-law last year. We were there for the entire time, the entire rebuild of the motor. It's a tremendous amount of work to get one of these things, you know, 10,000 horsepower ready to go with nitromethane. Now you've got two. Does it just automatically double the work, or is there some kind of paralleling there that you can maybe, you know, work, or is it just double the amount of work to get two cars ready?
It's pretty much double the work. We ran both cars this a few weeks ago at an NHRA event in Virginia.
Yep.
And we'd previously planned we were only going to run one car in each of the qualifying sessions, and then if we were fortunate enough that both cars would be qualified for Sunday's field, we'd run both of them, obviously.
Yep.
One car didn't make it. I was lucky enough that my car was the one that actually did make it into the field. So we were pretty happy about that, but at the same point in time, it stressed the crew to the max. So, yeah, to be able to run both cars here, we actually have a few extra crew guys, and our car chief, Mark Morris, and of course, Yvonne, who handles everything and just keeps the show running smoothly.
Yvonne
They'll be
Potter.
Presiding over everything, making sure both cars are prepped and ready for both laps.
Now, yeah, and Yvonne does a wonderful job. Now, you know, again, it's not a national event, but you still want to put on a good show. Where do you find that happy medium between, you know, doing a national event where the phrase is set the car on kill and not set the car on kill for this because you don't want to blow up your stuff. You know, there's that happy medium in there. Is that hard to find when you're doing an event like this, Todd?
Sometimes it is, and mainly because you want to put on the best possible show for the fans.
Of course.
And having a car go out to 300 feet and throw the motor out on the ground isn't necessarily the best show.
No.
You want to go out there and it's a track that, you know, it gets a lot of running on it, but it doesn't have, you know, 16 top fuel cars and 16 nitro funny cars going down it all weekend long.
That's right.
So, you know, it is kind of tough to apply all the power to it that we want to. But at the same point in time, we can adjust the clutch and the fuel volume accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to go out and try and run a low 3.8-second, 1,000-foot run. You know, we'll idle it back, throttle it back a little bit. Maybe we'll run 4 flat or 390 and see if we can just barely eclipse the 300-mile-an-hour mark. No need to go 325 miles an hour here because not entirely sure that we can crank enough wing in it to keep it hooked up at the far end of the track. Just best we can do as far as putting out a good representative run for the conditions and for the crowd.
Well, I'll tell you what, everybody looks forward to this, and it looks like we're going to have the best Nitro Nationals we've had ever, and with all the content there. Todd, thanks so much for this. We're riding with you. We'll see you in the pits, and best of luck this year for full runs at top speed at the Nitro Nationals at Toronto Motorsports Park. Thanks so much for the time.
Absolutely.
Todd Payton and his setup at the June 28th to 30th Nitro Nationals at Toronto Motorsports Park, Cayuga. Go to their website, torontomotorsportspark.com, for all the ticket details. You're going to need to join us for the only Nitro show in Canada this summer. We will see you there. All righty, Jacob, let's work in another pit stop. But still to come, the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. And then Ron Fellows talks up his new Canadian Karting Championship. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Jean Lizzie, and you are listening to Raceline Radio.
As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake doctor's orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
National Radio Motorsport Authority. By gosh, the Raceline Radio Network. I'm Eric Thomas. You can have a look at my Thomas Tales columns in Inside Track Motorsport News Magazine and on the web at sportsnet.ca. So away we go with our Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Yes, it's another grand prize pack to win. If you qualify by answering the Subaru trivia questions correctly in your emailed comments, if you do that, and it can be a little more difficult than you think, your entry will go into the break drum with the winner drawn at random at the end of the on-track racing season, somewhere close to the end of November, which may not be that far away. Anyway, the qualifying trivia question you need to answer to qualify, and here it is. With the 2019 Subaru WRX STI, that rocket ship, at what RPM is peak power achieved with a 310-horsepower turbocharged boxer engine? Read it again. All right, I will. We're kind of that way on the show. The qualifying trivia question you need to answer to qualify. We're all punchy here tonight. With a 2019 Subaru WRX STI, at what RPM? All serious now. At what RPM is peak power achieved with a 310-horsepower turbocharged boxer engine? Got it? Good. Use Eric at RacelineRadio.ca to connect and enter the trivia contest with your chance to win the prize pack. That's Eric at RacelineRadio.ca. Capital E-R-I-K. The symbol at Raceline Radio, one big word. Don't put a gap in there. It won't work. .ca. That's Eric at RacelineRadio.ca. Let us now go over to the mailbag way over here and see what entries we have. Oh, we got a nice note here from our longtime friend, a very loyal listener, and I believe still the first, well, can't be anything else. I don't think he's won two. He was the very first grand prize winner, prize pack winners, our good friend Avram Posen in Toronto, who listens loyally and has since really year, day one, whatever you want, on Sportsnet 590 The Fan in Toronto. He says, hi, E.T., peak revs for the Subaru engine is, he's got it right. Way to go, Avram. Now you can enter as many times as you like, even though you know you've got the right answer. If you've won a prize pack, it certainly will not stop you from winning another one. We don't like a lot of restrictions in our contest, and it kind of works that way. And with Jacob in tonight, I mean, I was coming in to make sure we run this all legal beagle. That's the only reason that Jacob came in tonight, was to make sure that this contest is running on the up and up, and he's given us the thumbs up, so we're okay. He says, what can you do? You can't appeal the Vettel penalty in Montreal, so just take it like a man. And that's probably good advice, Avram. Vettel didn't get penalized for not bringing the car to the podium. It looked like a fine or another action for the driver when that happened. Yeah, you're supposed to bring your car to Parc Fermé. And after the race in Montreal, Vettel did not do that. He was a little bit upset. Almost didn't go on the podium, but they persuaded him to do that, but didn't bring the car to Parc Fermé. And yeah, you can be fined for doing that, but they didn't this time. And of course, Ferrari tried again to give some evidence at Paul Ricard of the French Grand Prix that his re-entry to the track on lap 48 was okay. But the steward said, nope, we still think it was an unsafe entry, a little move there that almost got Lewis into the wall in Montreal, but that didn't happen. Anyway, the finish will stand, and they gave the win to Lewis Hamilton, when I still think that they really jobbed Vettel. Anyway, Steve Saramac, who listens loyally. Speaking of loyal listeners, Sunday nights, 8 o'clock on AM 800 CKLW in Windsor/Detroit. Not supposed to say that, but I just did. Uh-oh. He says, E.T., the Montreal Grand Prix, I thought was a travesty. And he goes right along with what we've just been saying here. Vettel got ripped off, plain and simple. I guarantee that the same had happened to Hamilton, it surely wouldn't have been overlooked. I think this is a controversy that may last a while. Would Hamilton have overtook Vettel's Ferrari? Maybe so, maybe not, but I don't know how Lewis and Mercedes can accept this victory and have a clear conscience. Well, you know, the steward said this was fair and square. So then, anyway, he says, my rant is over. That's fine, Steve. You can rant on this program anytime you like. Here's a try at the Subaru trivia question. The 2019 Subaru WRX develops peak efficiency at horsepower. He's got it right. Cheers, Eric. Steve listening Sunday nights on AM 800 CKLW in Windsor. And Steve is a drummer, by the way, a heavy metal drummer. We've been conversing on social media about music. Of course, the band in Niagara I'm a member of now, I'm playing bass in The Change. And he was comparing styles and music and what have you. So we're going to do a little jam session there with our good drummer, heavy metal friend, Steve Saramac, to see how that goes. And that could be a lot of fun. I had a note here as well from Ronald McIsaac, St. John, New Brunswick. I don't know if he plays drums or not. But anyway, we haven't been on the air in St. John, New Brunswick, but of course he listens on the podcast on a number. Most of our affiliates, as a matter of fact, are podcasting the show. I've always disliked Vettel, and I've always disliked Ferrari, Eric, and I would have loved to have seen Lewis win, or anyone, but not like this. One stupid decision destroying what would have been yet another brilliant Canadian Grand Prix we are blessed every year to have in Montreal. Was that racing? As a racing fan, you cannot agree at all with the penalty. BS ruining the sport. As usual, Ronald McIsaac, St. John, New Brunswick. Yeah, even though it's all done now and the official finish is there and stabled, a lot of people still very emotional about it. Send us your contest entries. Use eric@racelineradio.ca to connect. The trivia question currently being pondered for the prize pack chance. 2019 Subaru WRX STI at what RPM is peak power achieved with a 310 horsepower turbocharged boxer engine? All righty, let us crack up another pit stop right here, Jacob. Then the new Motomaster Ron Fellows Karting Championship with a man himself, Ron Fellows. This is Raceline presented by Subaru for the ultimate in performance handling. Test drive of BRZ Sports Coupe this week along the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Forrest for coming right back on Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
National Radio Motorsport Authority, our 27th consecutive season. On the air across Canada, we are the Raceline Radio Network. Our good friend and show guest emeritus, Ron Fellows, fellow Canadian Motorsport Hall of Famer, the best road racer this nation has ever produced, always gives back to the sport, and that's a very good thing. And, of course, the Canadian Tire Motorsport Park co-owner, once again looking at the karting level to develop future Canadian racing stars. So let's get the lowdown on the brand-new Motomaster Ron Fellows Karting Championship with the man behind it all. Always a pleasure to have our good friend Ron Fellows back with us on Raceline Radio. Ron, every time we hit the summer solstice this time of year in June, it's you know, we just finished with, you know, the 24 hours of Le Mans, or the Le Mans 24, as everybody seems to call it. Now, certainly recalling your three triumphs in the GTE division back-to-back in 2001 and 2002, and then did it again with Corvette in 2004. Every time we hit the latter part of June, you got to whisk your mind back to those victories and fond memories of recording some great success for you in your career at Circuit de la Sarthe in Le Mans Français, as they say.
Oui.
Yeah.
It is the single event that I miss the most.
Sure.
It's also the single event that I don't miss.
Now that I understand what you're saying. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It is. It's the most difficult, of car races. It is the most difficult.
No doubt.
When you look at the length of the track, it's just a little over 8.5 miles, 27, 28 corners.
It's a task. Yeah.
No room for error. Super challenging, and it's 24 hours that you share with two other drivers. It's bloody hard work, and which also makes it that much more rewarding when it is as difficult it is for drivers and crew, not necessarily in that order. It's a true testament of teamwork and equipment.
Ron Fellow. It's
just an awesome event because it's in terms of global sporting events. It's up there with things like the Kentucky Derby and Indy 500.
Absolutely. Oh yeah. Ron Fellows on Raceline Radio, fellow Canadian Motorsport Hall of Famer. Certainly considered on this program to be the best road racer this nation has ever produced. Now let's get to the business of this. You have had, Ron, karting championships in the past, and we certainly have been following that. Now resurrecting it again with the Moto Master Ron Fellows Karting Championship. Tell us why you thought it was critical. I mean, we know why you need to develop young Canadian talent, and we know that your partnership with Canadian Tire, and of course Moto Master is a brand of theirs. Why resurrect this now? Why do you think this was the right time to do this, Ron?
It's really an evolution. The idea was, let's just try to support one single large event.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So that started in 2010 with Canadian Tire supporting the Canadian Karting Championships.
That's right.
Which they've done every year since. And the missing ingredient was, or the gap, was we needed something, in hockey terms, we needed to now get back to creating a more AAA level series.
Sure.
That's where Canadian Tire, the Motor Master brand, have stepped up to help build this and sort of reestablish that level. And we didn't have a national series in Ontario and Quebec to accommodate that. So this is sort of the first step in making that happen, and Motor Master will continue to support the Canadian Championships, which again will be at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, and also supporting the Quebec contingent with their with the Motor Master Canadian Open, it's called, which is in Mont-Tremblant.
Sure. The thing about getting involved with developing Canadian racing talent at this level, I mean, this is the entrance level, and that's for sure.
Yeah.
But when you look back at all the guests that we've had on our show over close to 30 years on the air, it doesn't matter what they're doing. You think of guys like Wickens and Hinch and Paul Tracy and Scott Goodyear, yourself, for crying out loud, and anybody else we can possibly imagine that has had anything to do with racing in this country. Yeah, primarily on the road courses, but, stock car racing as well, on ovals, got their start on the karting tracks and in the karting rudiments. And one of the good things about it, though, Ron, and you've seen this and proof of this positive, what you teach kids at this age, up to the age of, say, like 12, starting whatever age it is, the racing rudiments that you teach them at this level stays with them the rest of their career, and they apply it when they're an adult in the racing series that they're in. And you've seen that proof time and time again, haven't you?
Well, and apply is a great word. The lessons that kids learn in sport, particularly in my opinion, in motorsports is that the discipline, the focus, and like you say, they, you know, applying themselves to, competing and doing everything you can to do it well.
Yes.
The most important ingredient that karting teaches you is the racecraft.
That's it.
The most difficult part to learn. Learning how to race comes with years of doing it. How to play that high-speed chess game and position yourself, making passes, defending.
Yep.
When the high percentage moves versus low percentage moves, and again, I think it builds
character.
Great character, absolutely, and
yeah,
great
yeah.
people. Not only do you learn some racecraft, but you also learn presentation, how to present yourself,
absolutely.
How to market yourself.
Yep.
Because that is as important.
It's an investment in the racing future of Canada is the way I look at it.
It is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it is.
And you're talking about great people that are with this. I mean, your son Sam is involved. Trevor Wickens is involved. Dan DeLeo, we've had him on the show before. He's involved in this in terms of providing information. So you've got some good people helping you run this thing, Ron.
Yes, and we've got, you know, you've got help from the sanctioning body, Paul Cook and Cherie Cook that run ASN Canada are at these karting events. You know, here's a guy that's got decades and decades of experience. It's not above him to be, you know, dealing with Formula One one weekend, and he's in Hamilton a couple of weeks later.
Yeah, that's right.
At a karting event. We've had great support, not only from individuals, but certainly the, look at the, the support now from Canadian Tire. And also the FAF brand, they've been supporters of karting. You know, I got Chris to help us out starting in year two, back in 2003. And, Chris has contributed every year to helping the series,
yep.
and providing cash awards and opportunities to help offset the cost in terms of prizing, and he loves doing it. The kids that race for him have come through karting and through the series that he's supported.
Good people.
Chris Green and kids like that. So.
It's a good series because there's good people running it, and you've got a couple of dates coming up at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park and finishing it off in September at Goodwood Kartways. Ron, we're out of time here. And I want to thank you for your time in talking about this because, as I say, I think things like the Motomaster Ron Fellows Karting Championship are a solid investment in the racing future of this country. And you're to be congratulated for getting this organized, along with FIA and everybody else involved with the karting scene in Canada. Congratulations on this. The best of luck with it.
Yeah,
we'll do all we can to help promote it.
Thank you. Yeah, look for the next round. We're gonna showcase the kids at the Mobile One Sports Car Grand Prix.
Exactly, Ron. Thanks, buddy. We'll be behind this as we always are with you.
Thank you very much, ET.
Always doing what he can to promote the development of future Canadian racing talent, an investment in the future, and that's a solid thing. That is Ron Fellows, of course. If you didn't recognize the voice. On his new Motomaster Ron Fellows Karting Championship on Raceline Radio. He likes to give back to the sport, and this is another foray into karting championships, and it's certainly a great, great thing. Certainly want to help Ron promote this across Canada on the network. All right, Jacob, set up for the final stop, and then we'll come on back for the last lap for next week's show, lineup, and more bits besides. This is Raceline presented by Subaru, powered with a heart-pounding WRX STI, 14-time Canadian Rally Manufacturers Champion, on the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Miguel Duhamel, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Eric Thomas,
Raceline across Canada on the good old Raceline Radio Network. White flag signaling, one more lap to go. So here's what's in the warm-up lanes for you for next week. Sound with World America IndyCar dominator Alex Rossi as we set up another show in Canada, the 32nd Toronto Indy. Going to preview the July 4th to 7th IMSA Mobile One Sports Car Grand Prix at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park with former guest Catherine Legg fronting the all-female Heinricher Acura team. Plus more of your entries and notes for the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. But when checkers fly, we say goodbye. The enormous Raceline thanks going out to Todd Payton and TMP Media, Ron Fellows, Sebastian Vettel, and Sky Sports F1. Thanks to Supreme Commander Jacob Smith in for Donna Pollard and Vic Politian for production and operational excellence. So from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas. So long, everyone. Raceline Coast to Coast of the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, has been driven by the Subaru WRX and WRX STI. Subaru, confidence in motion. You can learn more at Subaru.ca. By the Subaru BRZ, the 2019 Raceline Radio Network Special Events Summer Cruiser. And by Continental Tire for what you do. Talk to y'all again next week, and we'll do it right here on Raceline Radio.